Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's 2:15 p.m. here, and what is it? It's the 17th of March, 2023. St. Patrick's Day, what the Irish call Amateur Night. I got a corned beef simmering on the stove. I'm gonna throw some cabbage and potatoes and carrots in it later. I got bread rising. I got my writing done for the day. It's been a good day so far. It's been a really good day so far. Later in the day for the walk than I'd like, but it is cold. 46.8 maybe. The temperature outside my back door said 48. I don't believe it. The wind is coming out of the northwest, I think. It's coming off down off the mountains at any rate. And it is cold. It's not as cold as yesterday. Yesterday was bitter. I couldn't believe it. It was a beautiful sunny. The sun was out. It was shining. I went out to the curb to pick up the recycle bin and bring it back in. I thought I was going to freeze to death walking to the curb and back. Now, granted, I wasn't bundled up for outdoors, but I mean, it's like 50 feet out and back, and I'm freezing. So, yeah, that sort of clued me in that it wasn't going to be a day for the walking. I felt kind of wimpy, but there's a lot of realities that I'm having to face up to that don't make me very happy, but ignoring them doesn't help anybody, including me. One of the more interesting ones is that my thyroid is not operating at par. It's substandard, which the oncologists were concerned about, given the positioning of the radiation and all the rest. It did get a little bombarded. But the irony, because I don't think anybody saw this coming, the irony is it's actually performing better now than it did before they gave me the radiation. So I'm not exactly sure what that means. I don't know if it means that the test was off this time or what the story is, but fact remains that I've got better thyroid function now than I did 2 years ago. But I also have no body fat, so I have no insulation. I am cold all the time. All the time. You know, you think, oh yeah, sometimes you're a little bit chilly. I'm cold. I go around the house wearing two hoodies, indoors. I don't know how much of it has to do with being 70 years old. An old man, he needs this shawl. Or I'm just cold. I'm not sure that there's really a whole lot anybody's going to do about it. I'm not sure worrying, I'm actually pretty sure worrying about it isn't going to make a difference. I'm going to try to put my hands in my pockets because that's only marginally better. Keeps them out of the wind, but I'm going to be around the corner here in a minute. I'll have lots of wind breaking. Not to be confused with break winding. That will come later after the cabbage, I suspect. I am wearing two hoodies and my rain shell, which doubles as a windbreaker. There's no insulation in it, but it doesn't let any wind through. Ah, there. Much better. Am I still recording? I think so. I am. All right. So, yeah. Hi. I don't have anything particular to talk about today. Just sort of trying to stay on the path, trying to keep going, trying to keep progress moving. I got through several, 3-4 chapters today. I keep finding little continuity errors, which is good, which is what I need to be doing, which is finding the little continuity errors. Ooh, somebody has a barbecue going. I smell the charcoal. It smells great. There were so many continuity errors when I went through and worked through Dark Knight Station. Not my best work, let's put it that way. I'm not exactly sure how all that stuff eked through, but it did. I need to put a fresh upload for it. I probably need to comb through it again to make sure I got at least most of them. Now that's where he went. Officer of the law. He drove past me a little while ago, made this turn at the stop sign. And he's lurking behind the fence. Probably looking for people who run the stop signs. Making good progress in my game. Arc is going well. Linux, oh, I can't tell you. Linux is so... Between having Linux, which doesn't use very much system resource to begin with, and having the SSDs holding all the data, the machine is so responsive. It is so responsive. It's just unbelievable. It's like a whole new machine. The only time I have any problem is when it tries to do some funky in Arc. There are a lot of overlays that come up on the screen. And I have to kind of recompile those all the time. I don't know. There's probably a setting somewhere. I thought if I set it to download in the background or to compile in the background, it would be fine, but no. Maybe I need to turn that off. So what happens is these graphics tool thingies, shaders, I wouldn't think they need to be compiled more than once. That's the thing. Compile it once, store the file, and then when you need it again, it's there. I don't understand. I had a problem with it being too dark at night, and too dark in the house in the morning between dawn and the time when the sun gets up. The electrical system shuts down the lights at dawn. Figuring I don't need them at dawn anymore, which is almost true. And I never needed them before. So there's something weird going on with the way Arc is handling the light. The way Linux is handling Arc's handling of the light. I'll get it. I haven't noticed the problem lately, so maybe it was just a matter of getting things burned in. I've had a couple of times where I'd log in and something wasn't working right. Just before lunch, I noticed that my hotbar didn't work. It didn't register anything that happened on my hotbar. So I logged out, logged back in. Sure enough, came right back up. Everything was fine. I had one crash on the office hours. Coming up on it, stay with me. Monk post. I think Libra Writer, if I remember, crashed on me once and came right back up. I'm not exactly sure what the problem was, but it worked. Second Life works fine. The tools I use work fine. I use the Vivaldi browser, that works fine. It's basically Chrome in a shell. Two Chrome browsers and a trench coat, I think. But I like it because it keeps track of all the tabs that are open. So, pinned or not, if I bring them back up again, all the tabs that were open when it went down are still there. Which is great, because I don't really want to pin everything. But I do want to keep track of stuff as I'm going through the day. So that works out pretty good. Yep, that's brisk. I'm walking by the end of one of these streets and the wind is funneling down between the houses. Yep, that's brisk. I'm gonna try to get a little drink of water here. My mouth is drying up. Dry mouth is no joke. I used to think I had dry mouth. This is dry mouth squared. When I was recovering from the treatments, my mouth was so dry that when I'd slap some cold water in it, it would hurt. It would be painful on the tissues as they went and slurped up all the water. It was weird. It was a weird, weird thing. Luckily, it doesn't hurt anymore. It's just a relief. This is beautiful. I'm walking in the calm. It's lovely. It's warm. It's sunny. It's spring. Yes, it is. I saw this house. This big house here in the corner. the ridge of the roof runs north-south. And they have the west-facing roof covered with solar panels. The east-facing roof doesn't have any. It also doesn't have a full eastern face because there's a dormer on this side, but I wonder how much value they get out of that. I have an east-facing roof that could get panels, but it's not a big roof. I don't live in a big house. It doesn't have a really large footprint. And the roof angles are, let's just say they're suboptimal. I never would have thought I wanted to live in a development. I always lived in the country or in the city. We moved out here and moved into a housing development where, well, no, that's not true. My second house, the one in Lisbon Falls. Anyway, the one in Lisbon, halfway between Bath and Lewiston, that was a little ticky-tacky house. Ticky-tacky boxes. They didn't all quite look the same, but there was a lot of similarities. Let's just say there's a lot of similarities around the neighborhood. There are other houses that had the same facade, but flipped the opposite way, or turned backwards, or whatever. I keep thinking how lovely it would be to have a house in the country here. Try to see how far off the grid I could get. If I was 50 instead of 70, I might be tempted. Unfortunately, when I was 50, I had neither the resources nor the capability of living that far off the grid. And now I have to make sure that I have enough internet capacity to keep me happy, even if I'm off the grid, which is sort of like wanting your cake and eating it too. You don't really get to have it all, I don't think. My sister lived on a farm out in the country, and they had watt wire. It's a radio broadband that wasn't particularly broad, but it worked. It worked for them. So, yeah, okay, fine. I suspect that house now has cable. I wonder if that ex-husband of hers actually made good on this threat to recover it once she died. It was a piece of work. More's a pity now, I could have owned the house. Yikes. Yeah, I came around the corner, I'm walking into the wind. If you can't tell, that's good. But I got my head down, trying to protect the microphone as best I can. Trying to protect my face to keep it from freezing off. Ah! think I'm going to try some tomato plants this year. Speaking of living off the grid. I hated having a garden when I was a kid. We grew up in basically rural poverty in Maine. And we really needed a garden in order to eat all year. So we had a big potato patch. I think we grew something between 20 and 30 bushels of potatoes every year. And then stowed them in a big bin in the basement, in the root cellar. I hated weed in that garden. Oh my God. Later, I had a couple, we had a small garden. We had square foot gardens. We had six of them, little 4x4s. And caged them in to keep the rabbits and stuff out. It was always fun to try to pick stuff that would grow enough to make it worthwhile to grow on a square foot. Beans worked best. Peas weren't bad. I got goobies in my throat. I got my nose running off my face. However, I am at the back gate. And if this thing is still recording, which it is, it's that point in the day where I say I'm at the back gate, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.